We'll advocate for the October 7, 2011 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the not-so-spacious studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, with this rain report. In 2010, the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, elected its first female president, Kay Craigie, N3KN. One of the initiatives she brought to the league is something called Amateur Radio Advocacy. She spoke about the highlights of her advocacy program at the 2011 Dayton Hamvention this past May.
I'd like to begin by just reviewing for you a little bit about what we mean when we say advocacy. You know, the five pillars of the ARRL are pretty much plain language. If you go over to the ARRL Expo and you see our display and you look at those five pillars there that we have on our beautiful artwork, four of them, things like education, membership, that makes perfectly good sense. But it's not always clear to everybody just what we mean by advocacy or the total scope of what we're talking about with advocacy. And I'd like to take a few minutes to just briefly touch the highlights of what the ARRL does as part of our advocacy on behalf of amateur radio. If you look up advocacy in the dictionary, you'll see that it's related to the Latin word for voice. When you advocate for something, you speak for it. So think of the ARRL as a voice speaking for amateur radio. And you'll have a pretty good start at what advocacy is all about. It takes several forms here in the United States. One of them, obviously, is in the area of regulation. And we just had our regulatory body, the FCC, in the preceding forum. The FCC is not the only regulatory body that we deal with, but they're the big ones because they have oversight of the non-military, non-government spectrum here in the United States. So regulation is part of what we deal with in advocacy. Another part that we deal with is legislation. It could be something in the Congress that we are promoting, something that we are opposing, but it also happens at the state level, and we have volunteers working to monitor state legislation. Because you see, the advocacy program isn't just something that happens with the board of directors. It's not just something that happens out of Newington. It involves the whole organization, and it's nationwide. Now, that's something important to remember about advocacy. It involves the total membership. It's something that every member can get involved with if you choose to do so. And it's something that we've been doing on the legislative and the regulatory side ever since amateur radio existed, or at least ever since the ARRL existed. Even before World War I, you know, there's that classic story about how Hiram Percy Maxim went to Washington and got Congress to let us back on the air after World War I. And if he hadn't done that, I don't know what we'd be doing right now, but we wouldn't be sitting here talking about ham radio, because there wouldn't be any ham radio. And that is not an exaggeration. But even before World War I, ARRL was already doing advocacy with the federal government and with Congress to protect the interests of amateur radio right from the get-go. This is not something we invented yesterday. So regulation, legislation are important parts of our advocacy program. But another part, sometimes, is litigation. As you know, the ARRL has sometimes had to sue the FCC. We've won some, we've lost some. Most recently, we did have at least a partial victory with BPL. And around the country, we also have volunteer counsel who are ARRL volunteers who have an agreement to provide an initial consultation with radio amateurs who are facing the possibility of litigation related to their amateur radio activities. So litigation is sometimes a part of what we do in advocacy as a voice speaking for amateur radio, trying to get the best possible outcome for amateur radio that we can get. Another part of advocacy that we don't always think about as being an advocacy activity is public relations. Public relations volunteers, working in cooperation with our media relations manager, Alan Pitts. These are people who are speaking for amateur radio, often through their local media, sometimes through national media. For example, we had an opportunity to do an interview on the All Things Considered show on National Public Radio a few weeks ago. And there were several radio amateurs interviewed. I was one of them. And that was a national level public relations opportunity so that we could speak for amateur radio and let that listening audience know why it is we're a good thing for this country and a good thing for our community. So public relations activities are part of the overall advocacy program, and they're very important, and we have some fabulous volunteers around the country. Some of them connected with major media, some of them who are volunteers putting out press releases in their own communities, and they're doing stupendous work. Underlying those activities, again, something we don't always think about as being part of advocacy, is the work done by the ARRL lab. You know, you can't just walk into a congressman's office or give a filing to the FCC and say, we know what we're talking about, we're from the ARRL, and you should do what we think because it's good. No. We have to have the scientific, the technical facts to give evidence to show that what we're saying is so. Now, somebody made a crack to me yesterday and said, gee, not every federal agency seems to operate on those principles. And I said, well, yeah, but we have to, because when we make a filing, when we make a presentation, we have to be able to prove with scientific, technical information that our position is accurate and justified. So the people working in the ARRL lab, yes, they do product review specs and stuff like that that's interesting for us to read about, but they do a lot more as well. They do the scientific, the technical engineering studies that allow us, when we make a filing with the FCC or when we make a presentation to Congress, that we can say, this has been studied, this is technical fact, you should pay attention to it. So remember that there's a technical aspect to advocacy as well as a public relations part or a legal part or a lobbying of Congress part. It's something that involves many, many aspects of the whole organization, maybe the whole organization. Because I believe that, for example, the field organization is an important part of advocacy because the field organization volunteers are out there doing emergency communications. And what that tells the public is that amateur radio is good for our community. And when you're doing that, when you're convincing your neighbors and the authorities in your communities that amateur radio is good, you are a voice speaking for amateur radio, and you're doing advocacy, and that's very important, and thanks to every one of you who does that. So we have all of that on the domestic side. Volunteers, headquarters staff, board of directors, volunteers with badges on, we're all involved with it. And if that were all we did for advocacy, that would be a lot, and that would be important, and that would be great. But it's not all of what we do.
ARRL National President Kay Craigie, N3KN, excerpted from her 2011 Dayton Hamvention presentation given during the ARRL Members Forum. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2011 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding you a very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network, www.therainreport.com.